بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم، كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم، إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
Verse number 5. These fabricators have no knowledge of their claim that Allah has a son, and nor did their fathers whom they followed in this regard have any knowledge. This statement which has escaped their mouths without any understanding is heinous. They only speak a lie which has no basis or support.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Verse number 6. Then perhaps, O Messenger, you will end up destroying yourself out of grief and remorse if they do not believe this Qur'an. But do not do this, as giving them guidance is not your responsibility. You are only responsible for conveying.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Verse number 7. Surely, I have made the creation on the face of this earth an adornment for it, so I can test them to see which of them does the best actions which please Allah, and which of them is worst in actions, so that I may reward everyone with what they deserve.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
Verse number 8. And I am going to turn the creation on the face of this earth into dust free from vegetation, and this will be after the lifespan of the creation on earth expires. So let them take heed from this.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Verse number 9. Do not think, O Messenger, that the story of the people of the cave and the tablet on which their names were written are from our amazing signs. In fact, other signs such as creating the heavens and the earth are more amazing.
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
Verse number 10. Remember, O Messenger, when the believing youngsters took refuge in the cave, fleeing with their religion, then they said in their supplication to their Lord, Our Lord, give us mercy from yourself by forgiving our sins and saving us from our enemies, and grant us guidance towards the right path and correctness in the matter of migrating from the disbelievers and in faith.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Verse number 11. Then after they went and took refuge in the cave, I put a barrier on their ears from hearing, and I put them to sleep for many years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
Verse number 12. Then after their lengthy sleep, I woke them up to demonstrate which of the two groups, disputing their duration of stay in the cave, knows this duration best.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
Verse number 13. I am informing you, O Messenger, of their affair, truthfully without any doubt. Surely, they were youngsters who believed in their Lord and obeyed Him, and I increased them in guidance and firmness on the truth.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
Verse number 14. And I strengthened their hearts with faith and firmness on it, and to be patient in leaving one's homeland for its sake. When they stood to proclaim their faith in Allah alone, in front of the disbelieving king, and they said, The Lord I believe in and worship is the Lord of the heavens and earth. I will never worship the Allahs you have falsely claimed besides Him. I will have said an unjust and far-off statement if I worship others beside Him.
هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَّوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَن أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا
Verse number 15. Then they turned to each other saying, These are our people, who have taken deities which they worship besides Allah. They do not have any clear proof for worshipping them. So there is no greater oppressor than the one who falsely attributes a partner to Allah. Beneficial points. 1. One who calls to Allah must convey and strive to the best of his ability, whilst relying on Allah in this regard. If people are guided, it is good, but he should not grieve or regret if they do not. 2. Knowledge of the duration the people of the cave stayed shows precise counting and recognizing the complete power, wisdom, and mercy of Allah. 3. The verses contain clear proof for fleeing with one's religion and leaving one's family, children, relatives, friends, home and wealth out of fear of trials. 4. It is important to pay attention to proper upbringing of the youth, as they are more pure-hearted and enthusiastic, and they are responsible for their revival of nations. 5. The youngsters combine between affirming Allah alone being the Lord and He alone being worthy of worship, and they maintain this. This is the biggest proof of their recognizing Allah perfectly and Allah increasing them in guidance.
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُم مِّن رَّحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِّرْفَقًا
Verse number 16. Now that you have moved away from your people and have left what they worship instead of Allah, and you have worshipped Allah alone, then take refuge in the cave, fleeing to protect your religion. Allah, may He be glorified, will shower His mercy on you to protect you from your enemies, and will make for you an easy means of livelihood that you can benefit from in place of the life that you had when living amongst your people.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا
Verse number 17. They thus fulfilled the instruction, and Allah put them to sleep and protected them from their enemy. You, O one who looks at them, will see the sun when it rises from the east, inclining away from their cave, to the right of one entering it. And at the time of sunset, it moves away from the cave towards the left, but does not strike it directly. They are therefore in perpetual shade, unaffected by the heat of the sun. They are in a wide space within the cave, where the air they require reaches them. The above-mentioned occurrences vis their taking refuge in the cave, their being put to sleep, the sun's deviation from them, the spaciousness in the cave, and their salvation from their people, are all wondrous acts of Allah that indicate His power. Whoever Allah guides to the path of guidance, such a person is rightly guided in reality. Whoever Allah forsakes and let go astray, then you will never find anyone to help and guide him to the right path. This is because guidance is in Allah's hand and not in His.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
Verse number 18. You, O one who looks at them, will think they are awake, because their eyes are open. Though in actual fact, they are asleep. I turn them over in their sleep, sometimes to the right and sometimes to the left, so that the earth does not consume their bodies. Their dog that accompanied them stretches out its forelegs at the entrance of the cave. If you had come across them and seen them, you would have turned and run away being afraid of them. And your soul would have been filled with fear of them.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
Verse number 19. Just as I did to them the wondrous acts that I have mentioned, I awakened them after a long period of time. And they began to ask one another about the period that they had spent asleep. One of them responded, I remained asleep for one day or part of one day. One of them, to whom it was not clear how long they had spent asleep, responded, Your Lord knows best about the period you had remained asleep, so entrust the knowledge of that to him and get busy with what concerns you. Send one of those with these silver coins to the city we know, and let him see which of the inhabitants of that city are most pure in their food and earnings. He should proceed with caution when entering and leaving and when dealing. He must also be tactful, and not let anyone find out where you are, because that will result in great harm.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
Verse number 20. If your people discover you and find out where your whereabouts, they will kill you by stoning you, or they will force you to return to their deviated creed that you used to follow before Allah favored you by guiding you to the true religion. If you return to that, you will never succeed, not in this world, nor in the afterlife. Instead, you will suffer a great loss in both places on account of your leaving the true religion to which Allah has guided you and your returning to that deviated creed. Beneficial points. 1. It was out of Allah's wisdom and power that He turned them onto their sides, right and left, so that the earth does not spoil their bodies. This is a lesson from Allah to His servants. 2. The permissibility of using dogs when needed for hunting or guarding. 3. The benefit a person derives from keeping company with good and righteous people, even if he is lesser than them in status. The mention of the dog was preserved because it had accompanied people of virtue. 4. The verses indicate the legitimacy of appointing a proxy and to be diplomatic and gentle when dealing with people.